Thank you very much, Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. And now more news from the city, including reassurance from the experts that all is well with the chicks in the cathedral tower. A very different kind of transport arrives at Coltishall. Sproston schoolchildren get the message about safety. But first, Norwich is named and shamed for its air quality.
Norwich is among towns and cities across Britain and Ireland named and shamed by the World Health Organization, the WHO, for breaching safety levels for air pollution. WHO's latest data on levels of type of pollution known as particulate matter, PMs, showed 11 urban areas across the UK and Ireland breached the safe limits set for PM10, including Glasgow, London and Oxford. Norwich was one of more than 40 towns and cities across Britain and Ireland that breached the safe levels for another measure known as PM2.5. The WHO warned that poor air quality is a major cause of disease and death. Last year, city councillors heard there were hot spots of nitrogen dioxide in some of the city centre's most popular areas, including Castle Meadow, St Stephen's, King Street, Riverside Road and Bull Close Road, and agreed measures to tackle air pollution.
The team at the Hawk and Owl Trust have reassured worried bird watchers that all four peregrine chicks at Norwich Cathedral are safe. "We'd like to report that all four chicks are safe and well and are being cared for brilliantly," they said. "We've received several worried messages recently informing us of chicks not moving for periods of time or parents seeming to leave the chicks for a long while. At this stage of their development, the chicks don't require as much parental supervision as when they were smaller, and the parents will now need to spend a lot more of their time catching food for them. As for the lack of movement, well, in this warm weather, they'll choose to save energy or find shade, and so may remain still for long periods of time, waiting for the parents. The group will be climbing the inside of the spire of the cathedral for the annual ringing of the chicks."
Spitfires, hurricanes, lightnings, jaguars. Former RAF Coltishall has been home to some of the most advanced aircraft of the last century. And now the station has welcomed a very different form of transport. A 26-foot-long traditional Fijian canoe, which is en route from Norwich. The boat has hot paddled its way to North Norfolk on the back of a container lorry, straight from its appearance in the Queen's 90th birthday pageant in the grounds of Windsor Castle. It will now take a rest from its role in the limelight, remaining in storage at the base now, Scutto Enterprise Park, until autumn when it will be one of the star attractions at an exhibition in Norwich. It will be seen again at the Sainsbury Centre exhibition Fiji, Art and Life in the Pacific, from October 15th this year to February 12th, 2017. The double-hulled canoe, known as a Dura, is the same type of boat which chased Captain Bligh of HMS Bounty out of Fijian waters after the mutiny in Tonga in 1789.
There's plenty of drama in Sproston this week, including fires and rescues, but it's all part of a mission by Norfolk's Crucial Crew to make sure schoolchildren get the message about safety. More than 900 children aged 10 and 11 from around Broadland are getting extra lessons in personal safety at The Space in Sproston through the Crucial Crew initiative. The 930 children from 19 schools taking part in this event are attending 10-minute interactive workshops in a variety of topics, including street safety, fire safety in the home, drug and alcohol awareness, and the recovery position, inland water safety and personal safety. This is the first time that the Crucial Crew initiative has been to the area, bringing important safety messages to Broadland school children and helping them keep safe and secure. The Crucial Crew is led by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, with Norfolk County Council and the District Councils, and it now covers the entire county. The project reaches children who are in the last year of primary school, and safety messages are delivered in a fun and interactive way through hazards presented in a safe environment, such as a simulated bedroom fire and rescue.